Final segment of K-Man's In Focus on this Monday morning. I'm Dave Lewis, in for the vacationing Brandon Peoples, and I get the delight to talk with Melissa Kirkwood, who is out at Manhattan Sunset Zoo, and I don't even know what your title is, but...
It's okay.
You seem to know everything.
We all work together here, yeah. But I help with a lot of the education and a lot of the marketing and development. And our education department has definitely gone through a little bit of change through 2020, much like everyone else. How to still deliver those programs, education in a way that we all have somewhat become accustomed to, mm-hmm. is delivering things as much as we can online to keep people safe and healthy and still different elements of the zoo. So we too have transitioned out of online education. Some of the newer programs that we've been able to offer this fall, one is Zoom the Zoo. And just think of that what we've done is we have videoed different segments of the zoo along with an educator, along with sometimes a zookeeper. And we are talking in detail about different exhibits and animals within the zoo. So you may not have had the chance to come out to the zoo yet this year, but we can bring the zoo to you. And you'll have some live interaction one-on-one time with an educator during this Zoom the Zoo as well. And then we have also done some career type opportunities with some of our science fellows, which is a program we work together very closely with Kansas State University with Behind the Science. And those science fellows will talk directly with primarily high school students that are interested in some field or interests of animals primarily or science, and they will talk about what they do as a profession. So Career Connections is another, and that's a free online activity that you can sign up for, and you can also view the previous Career Connections segments online here at sunsetzoo.com.
That's got to be a rare opportunity for people to really dig into learning more about basically just any kind of animal, let alone helping build the career opportunities for youngsters that may want to look into that type of occupation.
Yeah, and it really is, and we've seen definitely some local interest, students from this area, but we've also seen with actually all of our online programming, it opens a whole new door for us that we have people that sign up for these programs not from this area. They are from New York or Ohio or different areas that are just interested in learning more about what we have to offer as education with animals and science and just being able to do some outreach, which many people who are still doing online education at home with their children or different classrooms, this is an opportunity for them to have some outreach in a different way. And so we've seen some really positive response from that, as well as just some of our other programming as well. Like we transitioned to online birthday parties, which are very interactive. We work with several different animals and educators during a Zoom birthday party, but we additionally have seen lots of people sign up for birthday parties that are not from this area. So that's kind of something neat and different and positive that has come out of all of this Zooming. But we encourage people, if you're interested in learning a little bit more online and haven't had the chance to come out to the zoo, these are just some of the opportunities that we can offer.
Sounds like fun. Got another fun thing that you've typed in with Tallgrass Tap House with a couple of different events, but Science on Tap is something that you've had, and it's getting back up and running here pretty soon.
So Science on Tap is a really cool and unique program that we have partnered with Thomas Tap House. I think this is going on year four, and it is a casual discussion with, again, some of our science fellows, and then some just experts from the community, where they pick a particular science-related topic, and they will talk about it. They generally had talked about it at Tallgrass Tap House, but to be safe, we just kind of shifted the event to the at-home version. So it is another Zoom event, but it's really casual. And we encourage people, hey, go to Tallgrass Tap House, get your to-go order, get your growler before this event, and join us. And for instance, our last Science on Tap, we had the Riley County Health Department, Lafine, and some of our science fellows talking about COVID. So that was kind of interesting perspectives that lasted about an hour. It was a Q&A. So we have another one that is in the works right now for January 27th. Again, this opportunity is free, but we do ask that you will sign up for it, so then we send you the Zoom link, and that there's not 50 different people on the discussion, because we want it to be very interactive. But Tallgrass has been a great partner with us, and it's just a really casual, good way to have conversation and ask questions and have discussions. So we want to continue that in 2021. And at some point, we will probably return to in-person events like that. But right now, we're staying safe and healthy, and we want to bring as much as we can to Manhattan and the surrounding community.
Yeah, don't we all? Boy, we want to see some sense of normalcy again, and the sooner the better.
The sooner the better.
Absolutely.
But we are very, very appreciative of people who have worked with us through this time, and we know everyone's kind of inching along to that hope of new normalcy. I don't think it'll be normal like we were used to, but we'll get there. And we do encourage you, if you want to have some good safe outside time, you could come visit the zoo. We are open daily from noon to 4 p.m. And we do have some pretty strict safety protocols in place just to keep you healthy and safe. We sanitize 3 times a day. We do require a mask when you can't 6 foot distance between others. And we'll give you a mask at the guest service counter if you forgot yours.
SunsetZoo.com. You can always find more information there. Melissa Kirkwood, thank you for joining us here on Hands in Focus. And let's wish a whole better 2021, shall we?
Bring on 2021. Happy New Year. It was so good to talk with you, Dave.